Diablo.
Hi, guys. Hold on. Welcome back to the What Can Go Wrong podcast. My name is Julie Jules Julia, that loud Mexican bitch. Non-gaslighter. To my right, I have...
Right now, I feel like postpartum Pierre.
Postpartum depression Pierre?
Yeah, depressed sad boy. Sad boy Pierre.
You're in your sad boy era again? You've been in this era before. Aren't you only supposed to
experience? There's no set time limit on it, all right? Well, I understand my mental health, and right now, I'm sad boy.
Whatever.
It's okay to be sad boy, all right?
Again?
You just can't stay in that situation too long. You know, you can be sad boy. It's all right.
Yeah, you go like sad boy drinking, on the wagon, sober, back to sad boy.
Back to Jesus.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Anyway, hi, guys. Welcome back to the What Can Go Wrong podcast. We are here to talk about a recent adventure we went on. A Sunday fun day, some would call it.
And which is, Sunday is, I don't know. I feel like that was like a younger thing. I used to go out on a Sunday when I was real young.
It's a little overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, there's football on Sunday. Most people like Sunday fun day.
I can't watch football no more. I can't be invested.
What? Oh, you.
Those bean shit Cowboys, bro. Oh, we talk about God. It all the time, but like, legit, that shit affects me. When they lose, and they lose big, and people are sending me memes.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, you know who you are. Every time the Cowboys lose, bro, I wake up to like 5 memes. It hurts. Yeah. I can't do football no more.
At least it hurts too much. At least Alviso's still a fan with us.
Yeah, there's people still repping, but I can't do it no more, man.
Whatever. It's like when your dad left.
I'm working on that, and that statement doesn't hurt me.
Okay.
You can't hurt me with that statement.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Sunday Fun Day. I don't know how we got onto this sad dad topic, your sad boy era topic. So we went to a comedy show, right? We got tickets to go see Martin Amini.
Amini.
Amini. I wanted to call him Amiri. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so we went to go see Martin Amini, and it was an adventure, I like to say.
First off, you found him because he like fucks up Matt Rife.
No. We follow him on Instagram. He fucks with Alfred Robles. We like Alfred Robles.
And right, so then I fucked up that whole part of the story. Never mind.
Why? What were you going
to
say?
I was going to talk shit on you. I was like, oh, you only listen to white boy comedians.
I do not. I listen to Ken Flores.
All right. Back on topic. We're getting ready to go to the show.
Yeah. So Jules has to drive because Jules has to drive, right? Because I can't trust Pierre to drive us there. And so we go to the Downtown Comedy Works, right? And
might I add, we were doing pretty well. We were checking in with each other every 15 minutes. We were like, all right, 20 minutes, I'm going to be at your house. We'll get ready to leave.
Yeah, we were like
we were on it.
On time. We left at the time that we said we were going to leave. And then there was no traffic there. And we're just like, oh, we found easy parking. Like the whole
handicap parking.
Handicap, bitch, because we qualify for handicap.
You can't ask why. That's illegal.
Yeah.
No, you can't search my car, motherfucker.
So we park and then we're like, hey, we're earlier than we thought we would be. The doors aren't
even
open. There's
nobody in line.
Nobody was in line yet. And I was just like, damn, he sold out his first show. Like, we went to the late show, by the way. And so we show up and we're like, damn, we're not going to be those people that like were the first ones. Let's go to a bar like across the street from the comedy show. So we go to Front Porch.
Yeah.
And how sad was that?
That was sad as fuck. So, you know, I've said it before on the podcast, Pierre, I used to bounce downtown. I was very into the nightlife in Lodos.
Right.
So Front Porch used to be a popping ass place. Like, you'd have to like fight to get to the bar. You know what I'm saying? We get in that motherfucker, not one person is in there. I wasn't sure they were open.
Yeah, I didn't see the bartender at first.
No.
He wasn't very tall, but I didn't see him to begin with.
We get in that bitch and I'm just like looking around. I was like, there's nobody in this motherfucker, man.
Right.
Except for one chick at the end of the bar.
Yeah.
And oh boy, he's just super excited to see us. He's like, oh, customers.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right.
Potential tip.
I was like, all right, we're waiting for a little bit. Let's get a quick drink, all
right? Right.
And me, Jules knew I was paying. So she likes to be petty as fuck.
What does that mean?
You know what I'm saying? She likes to.
What does that mean?
Let's just say you're a steak and lobster girl.
Don't start with me.
I order a Coors Light, the cheapest beer. Jules is like, yo, let me get a vodka Red Bull.
Don't start. I didn't say that.
No, light on the ice.
I didn't say that. I got a Jameson. because somebody, I had a bottle of Jameson and somebody drank all my motherfucking Jameson. And I was just like, bet, bitch, you can pay me back. That's what happened. But it was a double.
Bet. So we get our drinks and the dude's like, oh, are you guys going to stay for a little bit? I was like, nah, close that shit out.
Yeah, we're not staying here. This is not.
And I was like, oh, let me go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom thinking that more people are going to filter in.
Yeah.
I come back and it's just Jules laughing to her phone. The bar's empty. It's just you at the end of the bar with your phone right here laughing at it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like this vibe. I sit down and then we notice a chick sitting on the opposite side of the bar.
Yeah.
And so we're like, we got to, who's right?
So yeah, here's what we saw. We don't know the truth, but you guys can weigh in on with your opinions.
Use your common sense.
Yeah, use your common sense. So the girl was dressed up and she had a duffel bag on the bar counter.
When you say dressed up, I feel like she was just wearing a button shirt.
Well, I mean, that's semi-dressed up. I mean, she wasn't wearing, like, leggings and a fucking hoodie.
There's fine dining restaurants around there.
I didn't say fine dining dressed up. I just said she was dressed
up. Okay, go ahead. So you see the white woman.
So, yeah, she was a white woman dressed up at the end of the bar with a duffel bag. And I'm like, that's a hooker. That's a hooker if I've ever fucking seen a hooker in my life. And she's waiting. Why? How is it toxic? She's just waiting for the next John to come in. And she saw us come in together. She was just like, no, I can't approach them. She was just waiting for a sad, lonely boy to come in to take some of his money. That's exactly what I thought when I saw her.
And when I saw this wonderful Aryan queen just sitting by herself.
Whatever.
That's not the thought that came into my head.
What'd you think?
I was like, yo, this chick works at fine dining. Mm. She's a server or a bartender or she was working an event and she's just having a drink after work.
No.
She was like, when you're around a bunch of people, that's the type of bar you want to go to. Somewhere that's like dead as fuck.
Yeah.
She was having like a shifty. I did not think she was a fucking prostitute.
She was. She was a hooker. That's what it was. I don't care. Nobody can fucking change my mind. I don't care.
So after that, we're having a drink and Jules is just fucking babysitting her goddamn drink. By this time, the door is open at 8:30.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was kind of babysitting a little bit.
And it starts being like 8:10. I keep like getting up to like look outside. I was like, oh, I got to call BJ real quick. I'll be right back.
Right.
I got to see if there's a fucking line building. I walk outside. Not one person is out that soul. Motherfucker.
You see those tumbleweeds going down the fucking street.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
I go back inside.
And it's dark.
I go back inside. I was like, all right, let's finish our drinks and then head out. And Jim's like, why? Why the fuck doors are at 8:30, motherfucker? Don't rush me.
That's kind of bad.
I looked at my phone. It was 8:20. I was like, I don't want to. There's a bar over there. We can go get drinks. I'll buy you another drink. Yeah. Slam this drink and let's go to the other bar.
Bet. That's all you had to tell me. You could have told me that 20 minutes ago. I would have slammed the drink and we could have left.
You didn't slam the drink, though. You're like, all right, bet. Go to the bathroom. By the time you come back, this drink will be gone. I was like, all right, bet.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom, come back, and you're still babysitting that shit. And you're like, let's make a post. Let's do a social media post. I was like, all right, let's do it. Holding this up. And then I look at my fucking watch again. I was like, yo, there's nobody over there, man. Let's go right now.
Yeah.
Jewel slams her drink. We go across the street. As we're walking up, I want you to tell this part of the story.
So we're walking. It is windy. And I don't know, for those of you that don't know about Denver, we had 100-mile winds like over the weekend. And it still was windy as fuck that day. So we're going across the street. The lights are off and I'm like, what the fuck? And I see the chairs flipped up on the bar. And I'm like, that's kind of odd. And Pierre goes, you goofy bitch. Did you bring us to the wrong Comedy Works? And I'm like, I would never do that, Pierre. No, it's this one. Still confident. And I'm like, just for shits and giggles, let me prove you wrong. Let me fucking prove you wrong. And mind you,
still in denial at this point.
It's closed, okay? It's obviously closed. The doors are locked. The fucking bar stools are up on the bar. There's nobody in there. And I'm like, no, Pierre. I pull it up and it says South Comedy Works, not downtown. The landmark, which is a good 20, 25 minutes away from where we're at. And I'm like, oh no, Pierre!
You're not gonna believe this. crazy, Pierre. We're at the wrong location.
Yeah.
Not, oh shit, you're right. I'm sorry. You're gonna laugh. Yeah, this is funny as fuck.
This is funny.
And as soon as you said that, I was ready to go home. I was like, bitch, take me home. Let's go. Yeah,
I knew he was in a bad mood. I was like, don't worry. I'm going to get us there fast. Like, don't. It's not even that far. And he's like, no, it's fucking far as fuck. It's at least 25 minutes. I'm like, Pierre, it says 18 minutes.
I was like, that shit's by IKEA. I know where that's at. That shit's far.
It's far. It is technically far from where we were at. And I'm like, it's not even that far. I'm going to drive us there. You just fucking sit back and relax. I'll pay for parking. I'll even pay for the parking. And he's just like, whatever. And so we get in the car and I'm just like, all right, bitch, fucking book it. So I go through the garage. I pay fast as fuck. I try not to crash the corners and end up on the highway. And we're booking it.
Fast as fuck.
Yeah.
And do you remember what I told you?
I think you said, I'm impressed by your driving.
No, I was like, I don't need to go to the comedy show that bad, but I don't want to die. I was like, you're going really fucking fast.
It wasn't that fast. We were
allegedly.
We were under 100 miles an hour.
I was like, where's my tax funds? Where are the fucking police at? Not one fucking cop, but
not one fucking cop.
What do my taxes do? Thanks, Biden.
Yeah. So I end up getting us there.
Fast.
Oh, we had to pull over because you had to pee. Remember?
Why gotta bring up old shit?
Yeah, exactly. We had to pull because this motherfucker can't control his bladder. Anyway, we get to the fucking Comedy Works down south, and we walk out and we see people coming out of the what is it called? The place.
Hold up, bitch. Blessings.
I still have a mixed drink. Anyway, all right. So, you're supposed to say Diablo, bitch.
I was going to say nothing, but I was like, yo, maybe she's slipping in her old age. I'm going to let it go.
I'm slipping a little bit.
You got it. You got it, though.
Okay, so we get to the correct Comedy Works.
Within like 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a 25-minute drive. I get us there at 15. Record-breaking time. And we see people coming out and I'm like, oh, bet. Like, we're here on time. It was like 8:40. Like, we were only like 10 minutes late. And people are coming out and I'm like, they seem happy. This had to be a good show.
And it was a lot of gente. It was a lot of Latinos coming out. I was like, all right, bet. We're in the right spot.
Yeah. So we get in and then they're like, oh, you guys are VIP. You're in Group C. And I was just like, fuck, Group C? That sounds like poor people shit. I want to be part of Group A.
Yeah.
I want to be part of Group A, but they give us our little fucking lanyards and our little fucking tickets and shit. So we end up waiting, right? And
yeah, because they're like, we got to let the show let out, and then it's going to be like 15 minutes before we start seating people.
Yeah. They had to.
And there was a fuck ton of people just waiting in the lobby.
So many fucking people.
She was like, bars upstairs, bars over there. I was like, I don't know. I'm going to hold this spot. Jules is like, I'm going to the bathroom, motherfucker.
Yeah, the line was crazy long. I wanted to pee before. And so I go to the bathroom.
I thought you'd go to the men's. You don't give a fuck. I thought you don't give a fuck.
There was too many people. Like that guy that was trying to collect the phones was right there. And I was just like, nah, motherfucker. Like I'm trying not to get us kicked out.
Now you have better go inside. Now.
Because nobody was going to go with me. Like I need a backup. I need the West Side Bird to join me. Otherwise, I can't go into the men's restroom alone. Yeah. I'd be overmanned. You'd have been in and out. Yeah, I probably would have. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So this is one of the comedy shows that they confiscate your phone. Like, they put it in that little fucking case and shit.
Yonder.
Yeah, it's called Yonder. And so
I hate it when you correct me. Let me be wrong. Let me learn from my mistakes, dog.
Mister, how many letters
Let me grow the fuck up.
How many letters are there in the alphabet?
26.
Now you say that. I have proof that you said 25.
And of course you'd hold on to that.
Show the receipts.
You couldn't grow from that.
Roll the receipts.
You couldn't fucking grow. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to let that go.
No, not never.
I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to throw it in his face.
Exactly, motherfucker. All
right, bitch. So they confiscate our phones.
So they confiscate our phones, but not before I put it on record. Because y'all fucking know I want to bring you guys the show. So, no. I didn't put it on record quite just yet.
No.
We get into they're going to seat us, right? And I'm like, put us as close as you possibly can. She's like, we got you in seat 41 or some shit, section 41 or whatever. And I was like, bitch, what does that mean to me? And what would you call that? How many rows back do you think we were?
We were fifth row.
Like fifth row. Yeah, that makes sense. And in front of us is like a little walkway where people can pass through. Okay. So there's enough leg room.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty spacious.
It's spacious that way. And I'm leading the group, and I see this girl, and she's sitting next to the seat that I'm supposed that we're supposed to sit in. And I'm like, Pierre's not going to sit next to that girl. And there's an empty seat next to the other one. And so I'm like, I got to take one for the team. So I sit next to this.
I mean, you're really helping that girl out, too.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're I'm gonna do it for women.
Yeah, for
don't
women
sit kind. Beside this motherfucker. This motherfucker breathes out of his mouth.
Yeah. So I sat down next to this girl,
which I appreciate.
And so then Pierre sits down, and we're just like, "Where the fuck are the drinks? I'm desperate for a drink at this point, right?"
Yeah, because I was smoking mad weed.
Yeah.
My mouth was so dry.
Yeah, they didn't even offer us water, nothing. It takes like so. It's over an hour before the show starts. Which is crazy. So we're sitting there, like
parched,
waiting for a motherfucker to come and offer us. Yeah, like, I got money.
It's a 2-drink minimum. So I didn't want to go up to the bar and get a drink and then be like, that wasn't included in the 2 drinks.
Yeah, if you drink at the bar, it's not part of your 2-drink minimum. Which I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna drink more than 2 drinks, but at the same time, like, get it together. Anyway, we end up getting drinks, right? And
I immediately book out. I was like, as soon as the drinks come, I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
Went outside and
did you have an experience outside?
No, at the bar. So I go up to the bar and there's nobody there. There's right. like one cat there and he's ordering a drink and
right.
it's nothing. But the guy behind the bar, he's probably like in his 30s. He looks a little nervous.
Right.
Like a little stressed.
Right.
So he comes up to me. He's like, how can I help you? I was like, yeah, man, let me just do a Red Bull and then just like a glass of water, please.
Easy.
Easy. And then he was like, water? I was like, yeah, just like tap water, like from the gun with some ice. And he was like, okay, and what else? I was like, and a Red Bull? Just like canned Red Bull.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's sugar-free or not. I don't care.
He was like, that's exactly what he asked me next. He was like, regular or sugar-free? I was like, just regular, man.
The first
just
one you grab, bitch.
And all this shit. And he comes back and he just has a Red Bull and a glass of ice. No water.
Oh, no.
And so I stopped. I was like, hey, bro, can I get that water?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Comes back and it's in a short glass. Which I'm like, all right, whatever, bro. Yes, let me just pay for this shit.
Right,
I pull out my fucking card.
Right.
Go to pay for it. The dude's like, oh, wait. And he's like stressing over this terminal, you know, like the wireless terminal. And he's like, just wait right here. Takes the terminal. He fucking runs out of the bar. Comes back like 2 minutes later. He's like, okay, now it's ready.
You've never seen an American Express?
But I looked at him. I was like, all right, bro, I need to see what that fucking payment says. I need to make sure I'm paying for this shit.
Yeah, he gave himself a tip.
Exactly. Pay for that shit. Finally, I go outside. I was like, that was stressful as fuck. I need to start smoking some weed. So I go out to the patio. I start ripping into this fucking pen.
Oh, my God.
Jules is just sitting by herself.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom. I come back. I'm zooted at this point because I was like,
right.
I'm uncomfortable. It's going to be nice.
Right, right, right.
So I was already super high when I came back.
So then it was my turn to go to the bathroom. And so I get up, and at this point, I'm going to set my phone up to record, right? So I got to go. They got to unlock that shit. And so I'm walking towards the guy because I see that he's the unlocker. He's the locker and unlocker.
He's the gatekeeper.
He is the gatekeeper. And he was like, yo, your shirt is funny.
Was he a white boy?
No, he was a black boy.
You can't do that.
Black man? What do you call it?
Okay, that's better. You can't say those words together.
Well, he was short.
That's even worse.
Now he was. He was a shorter black
guy. Let's move forward.
Okay, we're just going to call him a black guy. Okay, so it was this black guy. And he was just like, yo, your shirt is funny. And I'm cracking up and I'm like, oh, yeah. And he calls his coworker over and he was like, look at her shirt. And then so the white boy is just like, damn, my dad, you going to do my dad like that? And then the girl who's next to them, she's like, what are you guys talking about? Look at her shirt.
You're getting a fucking crowd now.
I'm getting a fucking crowd. And the shirt, all it says is to-do list, your dad, and your dad is crossed out. That's all the shirt says. And I'm like, all right, bet. All right, I have validation.
Yeah.
I did a good choice. And so they're laughing. And I'm like, can you just unlock my phone? So he unlocks my phone. And I set it up to record. I put it back in. And I'm like, all right, bet. So we go back in. And we're still waiting like another, 15 minutes after that, right?
Yeah.
It took a minute to get started. But then they finally get started. And the guy goes up and he does a couple jokes, like the opener. He's like the skinny black guy.
Why is he gonna be a skinny black guy?
Because he was. How else would you describe him?
He was the bald guy.
Was he bald?
Oh yeah, he was bald.
Oh, I don't know. He was talking about the turbulence. Guy? He was talking about the turbulence on the airplane.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of comedians, it's real basic when they come to Denver, because we go to a lot of comedy shows. It's all the same shit. It's like, oh, the altitude, weed. I was like, I get it, bro.
Yeah. You're new here, obviously.
Well, he was all right. The host, he was all right.
Yeah, he was okay. I don't remember his name. But so then comes on the opener. As soon as I saw this motherfucker walk out, I knew it was going to be some bullshit. I knew it was going to be some bullshit. This guy walks out. He's short, like 5 foot nothing short.
He's not that short.
Yes, he is. Pierre, I know what 5 foot looks like. He's like 5 foot nothing. Maybe 5 foot one. Maybe on a good day if I'm feeling short. So he comes out and he has a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat on. With like a red shirt. Side. Yeah, to the side. And like a red shirt and then some jeans on.
It was tie-dye.
Was it tie-dye? I don't remember.
It was tie-dye.
So he comes out and his first fucking words are, yo, who else is high in this place?
It's what you do in Denver, all right? If you're performing in Denver, you're going to make a joke about the weed, about people being high.
It was ridiculous.
Whether it's psychedelics or weed, it's a safe bet.
So I was not impressed immediately to start off with. And he starts going into his jokes and I let him go for like maybe 2 minutes. And
you let him.
Yeah.
You allowed him.
I allowed him to go.
Allowed him to perform the set that he was paid to do.
Mm-hmm. So he goes on and I'm just like, I look up here and I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. So I get up and I walk out. And I'm like, I'll be back later. And so I walk the fuck out because I'm not dealing with this shit. So I end up leaving and I'm like, I'm not fucking dealing with this shit. I'm not dealing with it. So I go to the bathroom, I walk around and I come back later because I'm not going to put myself through this torture. What were your thoughts on him?
My thoughts, well, you're judging him a little harshly. Mm-mm. I recognize this dude immediately. So, you know, I've talked about it a few times on the podcast where, like, Pierre's dipping his toes into comedy.
Right.
Learning some shit, trying to hone my game, right?
Right.
I recognize this dude because he hosts a comedy show at Lion's Lair. It's the Dong Show. So, like, you perform for 5 minutes. If the crowd thinks you suck, they hit the gong and they kick you out. Right. So, he hosts this shit. He travels a lot. I was like, all right, bet. This dude's, like, he's popular for Denver in the comic scene. So if you're in a comedy in Denver, you know who this dude is.
If you know good comedy, you would gong him the fuck out.
So the other thing was I've never seen his comedy before.
Okay.
So I was excited. I was like, oh, shit, I know this dude. Shout out Crawford. I was excited. So he starts talking, and I was like, oh, no. I got a stoner vibe from this dude. Like a dude who works at like a bong shop.
Yeah.
Like that type of vibe. And as he kept talking, it was cheap stoner jokes.
It really was.
And that I was like, all right, man, that's kind of, I've seen that persona in comedians. All right, man. It was all right. But then he started talking about like pedophilia and how, do you remember how?
I must have been gone at that point.
So old boy used to work in the Navy or some military branch. And he used to show up to parks back in the day with a bunch of balls and then just play like football or dodgeball with kids, like in the 90s and shit.
That's not suspicious.
I know, but he said nowadays he can't show up to a park because people think he's trying to fuck kids. Because if you show up to a park with a bunch of balls looking the way he does, people are like, who the fuck are you, bud?
Yeah, no kids. You brought only balls.
He lost the whole crowd. He lost the whole crowd, but
there's no excuse for him. Anyway, he was fucking
white people.
Whack.
White people like that type of like black dude, safe black dude.
Pedophilia jokes?
No, I mean a stoner black dude, like just playful Carlton, like a Carlton ass motherfucker.
I could not be bothered. I could not. It was a waste of my time. I'd rather walk around.
Yeah, you were very upset.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm not having it. Like, I'll be back here in 10 fucking minutes. You let me know when the fucking main show comes on. And
loud as fuck too.
Yeah.
You were like, yo, this dude sucks. I was like, usually people would be like, hey, this guy sucks.
No.
Or like they'll write it on their phone or like write it on a piece of paper and be like, yo, this dude sucks. You were just like casual as fuck, just leaned over like, yo, this dude sucks, right? It's corny.
He is corny. It was ridiculous. I gave him 2 minutes to perform. Like, you're not
going to. But he looks very stereotypical, stoner, stinky.
Yeah. The hygiene was not his thing.
Man, I hate that stoners have that fucking shit, man.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You know what I forgot to talk about?
What?
Was the people in front of us. So, of course, I read situations, okay? And there was a group of four people, two dudes and two girls. They come and they sit down in front of us, right?
Younger.
Younger group, like 23 to 25.
Just moved out of mom's house.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, oh, it's two couples, right? That's how I took them to begin with.
Yeah.
And so the two dudes get up and they go to the bathroom. And so they leave. So they leave the girls there. And then the girl is like playing with the other girl's hair. And I'm like, that's kind of fucking weird. And then the dudes behind us get their attention. And I'm like,
whistling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they fucking
Jules
turn around. Turned
around. She was like, me?
No, I never turned around. Not a
you
once.
You turned around for a whistle.
Not a once. Nope. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway. So I see them turn around and the guys are like, hey, we'll do a shot with you. Hold on. Wait for us. We'll do a shot together. And I'm like, oh, are we witnessing?
You're trying to act like you're not listening. You're just like looking off to the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to, I'm like, oh
you're
my God.
You're in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, oh, are they going to cheat on their dudes and fucking take the shots? And so I'm like, because the dudes are in the bathroom. I'm like, how fast are these dudes going to get the fucking shots? Like, how did they target these girls?
Yeah.
And these girls are just fine with it. Like, neither of the girls were like, no, we're not going to take shots. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, order them.
They're about to fucking cheat on their dudes with these other dudes behind us. And so I'm like, ooh, you fucking hookers. It's the day of hookers. In my book, it's the day of hookers. Jordan. And so I don't know if they get their shot or not. I end up fucking forgetting. Okay? The dudes come back from the fucking bathroom. And like 15 minutes later, the dudes that came with the girls start talking to the dudes behind us. And I was like, oh, man, they're all friends. Like in my head, it was some juicy shit that was about to go down.
And it turned out just to be like some coworkers. Or
yeah, they were
like
coworkers. They knew each other.
They kept talking the whole show.
They
like
did.
Right there, like, hey, that's you, bud. Yeah. Hey, compa, that's you.
Yeah, the whole fucking show. They knew each other. It was absolutely, and I was just like, damn, I misread that situation completely. Anyway, that was my.
Because I was excited to hear about it. Because when I came back from the bathroom, Jules was like, "You're not going to believe this story. Wait, I'll remind you. Remind me. I'm going to tell you about this."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was not a good thing. Anyway, so. The opener finally comes on, right? After an hour and 45 fucking
minutes.
You mean
headliner?
Oh, the headliner. Oh, yeah. The opener was the trash guy.
All right. Your details, I know what? They don't seem important, but you got to know this shit.
Whatever.
Like,
the headliner.
Headliner, okay. Opener, downtown.
Future Julie.
You know, the shit like that you got to fucking know, man.
Why do you trust me with the vital information?
Now I don't. You know how I used to trust my mom with cooking?
Yeah, yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm like, yo, how much salt have you put in there? Now yeah, you've yeah, reached yeah. that status. Now yeah. I don't trust you no more. I got to be double checking your fucking work. Yeah.
Well, I should be double checked. Like, what the fuck? I can't fend for myself.
You used to be the strong arm. Look at you now.
I am the strong arm. I'm just not great with directions and instructions. Anyway. All right. So the headliner finally comes on and I'm very excited.
Hold up, bitch.
What?
Before you get into that story, once again,
oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on vacation. I've been drinking. I need another break.
Bitch. All right. Whatever.
All right? Post-vacation.
We'll be right back, guys.
Blessings.
You're supposed to say Diablo, bitch. It's blessings, Diablo, or it's Diablo, blessings, Diablo. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
All right, we're gonna start checking you into a home pod. I'm getting worried now.
Shut the fuck up, ho. Anyway, so we're talking about the headliner coming on. So yeah. Martin comes on, and I'm not gonna lie, we got to be honest on this podcast, right? We don't bullshit. I felt like we were supposed to be on a roller coaster, some peaks, some valleys. I thought we were going on a trip. We were gonna see some fucking Rocky Mountains.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Because he's an up-and-coming comedian, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's been in the game for like 10 years. Now he's popular. So I was like, yeah. All right, bet. This dude's going to be on some shit.
Yeah. I was just like, all right, this is going to be funny. He's brand new. He's going to try some edgy shit. Like, we're going to be part of the group that saw him
in Denver,
right? When he knew what he was like, when he was just up-and-coming. It was the most Nebraska show I've ever been to. It was not exciting. It was very mid. He did.
Oh, because
Because it's flat.
Because it's flat. It was very one level.
Yeah, yeah. The listeners got it. You didn't get it.
I was like, Nebraska. I was like, corn?
No.
And I was like, Native Americans? No. I was like, what's she talking about? That day said flat. He was Mexican.
No, very flat. He's Mexican and Middle Eastern. Or yeah. Bolivian in Middle Eastern. And I was just like, bro, you got some jokes there. But no. It was very, very mid. Like, I chuckled a lot. I'm not going to lie. I chuckled. But it was not anything that I was just, like, dying, rolling, where I'm like, yo, you got to see this motherfucker. I think at the end, I rated the whole thing a 6 out of 10. And that was me being nice. What did you think about him?
When I first, so I knew nothing about this dude, right?
Right.
Jules was like, yo, this dude's going to be funny as fuck. Let's go. It's going to be a good time. Because every time we've gone to a comedy show,
yeah,
we're fucking dying laughing.
Yeah.
Like, we're laughing pretty much the whole time. And when he first came out, I immediately was like, yo, that motherfucker's little, bro. Like, Ralph Barboza little. Like, yeah. I thought he was 5'4".
No, I think he's like 5'10".
It must have been the baggy clothes he was wearing. He was wearing some super baggy clothes. Yeah. And when he came out, I was just, like you said, kind of like underwhelmed.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, man, Mexicans love my show, bro. He was like, they love trauma. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, man. This is, because he said it multiple times. He was like, oh, man, Mexicans, they love traumatic shit.
Yeah.
And there was a part where he started doing like some dark jokes, what he considered dark.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they were. But I was like, oh.
It was two jokes that he was just like, yo, I got some dark shit I've been working on. I'm going to try it out with you guys.
Yeah, about his mom getting punched.
Yeah,
it was funny. Which I thought, I mean, to make a joke about your mom getting beat up,
funny.
I'm going to do a horrible reenactment of it. But
no, we can play it. We can play it.
All right, we'll play it.
Yeah, it's better if we just play it. Future Julie, insert the clip right now.
And immediately, this shit reminded me of the time I almost killed Jules, mm-hmm. and my mom's boyfriend was like, you want to go to Kmart? I'll buy you a movie. I'll buy you something.
Yeah.
And I related with that. I was like, all right, it's going to be funny as fuck right now.
We're about to go up the roller coaster. We're going to hit the peaks right now.
Yeah.
That was the peak. That was the funniest part of the show. His dark humor jokes were the funniest ones, which was sad.
And apparently part of his thing is matchmaking.
He is a matchmaker. So I was just like, yo, Pierre, let's go see this guy. It's going to be funny, right? And he does some funny matchmaking. Because I've seen some of the clips and I'm like, yo, it's going to be funny. So he's doing his spiel and he calls out this white boy, Dan. And so he ends up saying, yo, Dan, are you single? And he's just like, yeah, I'm single. And he's like, well, come up on stage. Let's bring you on and we're gonna find you a match. And so then Martin is just like, oh, yo, is there any girls that are interested? So then some girl says, some lady Maria, right? She says, yeah, me. So,
bitch,
what?
You're blown right past him making the whole show sad.
Oh, well, no, he didn't tell us. Did he tell us then?
Oh, no, you're right. I fucked up.
Yeah, it wasn't then yet. It told when the three girls were up is when he said it.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch. So, Mr. 25.
I'm sorry. You see how that works?
Mr. 25 letters in the alphabet.
I made a mistake.
25.
I'm sorry.
25 letters in the alphabet. Whatever. So, Maria's like, yeah, me. And then he's like, what are you doing? She's like, I clean houses. And immediately we're like, yeah, that's the bitch for him. Yeah, yeah. So she gets on stage and she's like an average looking Maria, right?
She looks like she cleans houses.
She looks like she cleans houses. It's
fucked up, but she's dark skinned.
She was.
Dark.
And so anyway, then they're like, is anybody else interested in Dan? And then this girl's like, woo! And he's just like, yeah, what's your name? And she's like, Jessica. And he's like, Jessica, what do you do for work? I, traveling dentist, not attorney. And we're like, what the fuck?
Everybody's laughing at her.
Yeah. And he was just like, all right, bitch, whatever. You're interested in him? Bring your ass up.
Come on up.
Come on up. So then this bitch gets on stage. And then he's like, is there any other females that are interested? And then they're like, woo. And then he's like, what's your name? And she's like, Bree. I don't know what she does. I don't know if he asked her what she did. He was just like, are you interested in Dan? And she's like, yeah. All right, bitch, come on stage. So he has three bitches on stage, right?
Was she the office manager?
Oh, she was like an office manager. You're right. You're right. Yeah. She's like a leasing agent or something. So three chicks get on stage. And the first one looks like, we'll talk about their looks. And it's not to talk shit about them, right? Yeah. So
we just want to put you in that. We want to paint that picture for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So Maria looks like a house cleaner. She looks at least to be 30.
She's not like ugly.
No, she wasn't ugly. She looks like, yeah, she was average. She was like a fucking a six.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the dentist traveling.
Jess.
She looks like a dental hygienist. She ends up telling us that she's a traveling dental hygienist.
After what'd you say? As soon as she started talking, what'd you say?
I said, that bitch is gummy.
You said, look at that gummy tooth bitch. And you didn't whisper it, bitch. No. Everybody heard that shit. I was like, she's on stage looking for love. And all you can say is, look at that bitch's gums.
I'm just saying, you work for a dentist. Like, that's all, whatever. It doesn't matter.
She was gummy, though.
She was very gummy.
She was attractive, though.
Yeah, if you don't look at her mouth. She did not
smile good.
Yeah, she smiled terribly.
Like, no one ever told her she had a lot of gums.
Yeah, yeah. She's like all gums, no teeth. So anyway. Then there's Bree. And Bree is like an eight.
Bree is the most attractive out of all of them.
Yeah, she is. She's like, she's fit. She has blonde hair. She's cute. She's dressed nice. And so then Martin starts asking questions and shit. And so he's like, what's an ideal date? He asked Maria first, what's an ideal date for you? And Maria immediately, at the drop of a hat, she's like, I would just cook a nice dinner for him, you know, whatever he likes. I mean, we'll just hang out.
Sold. And deal. You got a motherfucking deal.
Pierre's like, I want that one. And then,
no, I did not. I'm happily taken. I'm in a marriage.
And you're in a partnership. And then Jess, what does she say? Oh, a walk. Remember, she said a walk. She was like,
I don't know, just
like a walk.
A walk?
And Martin's like, damn, Denver bitches are like hurt. Like, they're traumatized.
He's going to take you outside?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. And then here we go to Bree. Bree's like, I don't know, like a nice lobster and steak dinner. I mean, maybe get me an Uber. And everybody's just like, all right, bitch, it's a first date. Like, calm down. It's not that big of a deal.
People were like, ooh, bunch of my people were in that shit. Yeah, when she said that shit, we're like, Uber?
Yeah.
You want me to pay for your Uber on a date? You can't get there on your own?
Guys do that.
That makes me suspicious. Like, what? You got to take an Uber. Do you think you're going to get drunk, bitch?
Maybe. I don't need you to see my license plate, see where the fuck I live.
Who does?
I don't know. It hasn't happened.
That bitch had standards.
So, yeah, she has very specific standards. And then
I already hated that bitch.
And then Dan drops the bomb on us. What the fuck does Dan say?
I don't remember. He said a lot of sad shit.
Where does he live?
Oh, he lives in Littleton.
Oh, yeah. He lives in Highlands Ranch, which is like a fancy fucking neighborhood. But where does he live?
In his mom's basement.
In his parents' motherfucking basement. He works for a retirement company. And then she's like, oh, remember Bree? She's like, you must make six figures. She said that off the rip. Before she said steak and lobster dinner, she said, you must make six figures. And everybody's like, calm down, bitch. Yeah. Nobody liked her. Nobody liked her when she said all that shit. So, and then he's like, well, I do all right. Like, you don't make six figures, buddy. I've worked at that company. You don't make six figures. So then, what's the next question that they ask? Do you remember?
After that, they were... Fuck, what was it? Oh, it was the five-year plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So then Martin is like, do you guys have any questions for Dan to the girls? And so I don't remember what the girls ask, but then we get to Bree. And Bree's like, what's your five-year plan?
Immediately, I'm like, pass. Yeah. I don't give a fuck how good-looking you are or like... What you bring to the table, that's your second question, was you got to make this over our six figures. And then your second one's like,
what's your five-year plan? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I mean, one of my plans is to like move out of my parents' basement. And who does Dan end up picking?
It made me upset.
Yeah, me too.
Right? So I'm like, yo, he's going to fucking pick Maria. She's down for the cause, bro. She would treat that motherfucker good because the dude was in a 13-year marriage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
High school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Filipina. So he's trying to transition to Mexicans, which is, you know, it's close.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I bet he's going to choose like a woman, a partner.
Yeah.
Maria.
Authentic. She cleans houses.
He passed all of them and he was like, I'd like to take Brie out on a date. And I was like, and that's why you're not going to win, bud. You're not going to succeed in life. This bitch.
That's his second divorce waiting to happen.
She looks beautiful, but that bitch is ugly as fuck on the inside, man. That white boy fell for it.
And she talked about her divorce. She was just like, yeah,
she got divorced.
She got divorced too. She was like, yeah, it took me 2 years to get divorced. Like, this bitch. Like, I wonder why. Yeah, we were not feeling Brie. I was just like, you dumb as fuck, Dan. You dumb as fuck. So, if you were up there, let's say you were single, what would be your question to the panel of females?
What kind of drunk are you? Like, do you hit people when you're drunk? Are you going to hit me when you're drunk? I need to know what kind of, if you could handle your fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
I feel like that. Like, what kind of drunk are you?
That's a great fucking question. That'll
tell me everything I need to know.
Yeah. I would probably just ask their FICO score. Like, what's your fucking credit score, motherfucker? I just need to know.
Why you got, there's more to a man than that. Why do you put him on the spot like that?
Because it's important.
You
got to
weed out the busters?
Yeah. The motherfucker, like, you don't pay your bills on time. What the fuck am I going to do with you?
I mean, you are 40. Like, if you got a low credit score.
I'm not 40.
If you got a low credit score in your 40s, I bet. Okay.
I'm not 40.
You're not 20. That's not a 20-year-old
question. I'm not 20. I'm not 20, but I'm not 40.
That's valid.
I'm not 20, but I'm not 40. Anyway. I just thought that their questions were, like, kind of silly.
Yeah. They were silly and they were boring and sometimes they got, like, sad.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
I was like, I came here for a good time, bro.
Yeah. So then Martin tells everybody, get the fuck off the stage, right? Maria goes back sad and lonely. Brie goes back with her gums.
Dan thinks she's going to get a date.
Yeah. Dan thinks that he's going to get a date. And then so he's just like, you know what? Typically, I bring guys up here, but let's bring some girls up here and let's get the guys to come. And what did you think when he was just like, we're going to do this again?
I thought you were going to go upstage.
Bitch.
I thought you were going to be all right, this is my time to shine.
I'm not going to be auctioned off. I'm not going to be auctioned off.
No, you were picking off. The women got to pick the guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. They got to pick the guys. Yeah, I was not going to do that. This is Denver. I know what kind of dating there is available in Denver. Like, I'm not doing that.
I was surprised when they asked the guys if they had any kids. All of them said no.
All of them said no. And I was like, you lying motherfuckers.
One of y'all got kids.
Yeah, I was just like, they're secret. It may not be a kid that you know about. So they have four girls go up, right? And then they have four dudes go up. And they start asking the guys questions.
No, they start asking the girls, what are their requirements?
Oh, yeah. What are their requirements?
I don't know why girls are always saying this 5'4". I feel like that's new shit.
The tall? Like,
yeah, that's the like height? Under 20. No, under 30-year-olds.
She said 28 years old or older is what that chick
said. No, I'm talking about height. So, like, girls under the age of 28 care about height.
Height is very important.
You're 40.
Says a 6'2", motherfucker. Says a 6'2", motherfucker.
I'm just saying, like, if a dude pays his bills and is there for you and loves you, but he's 5'2", you're like, nah, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
That's toxic as
fuck. I can put you in my pocket, I can't do it. I'm so sorry.
A lot of the girls were like 5'8 and up. They can't do anybody.
5'8 is like, bro, how are you going to defend me? If we're in a fucking mosh pit fight, how the fuck are you going to defend me? 5'5". Bro, you can't. If I can beat you up.
That's toxic.
That's not toxic. Listeners, back me up.
Now we're getting off topic. Okay. So all these girls,
they
screened all the short motherfuckers. Nobody was like, I don't fuck with no young guys.
Yeah.
So they bring all these dudes up, and it I feel like it represented Denver. Like, that's the type of dude.
Yeah, it was
Denver.
A good mix of Denver. It really was. So the first guy that gets called up is the sweats motherfucker.
Yeah, he's wearing the sweatsuit.
He's wearing a Jordan sweatsuit, like hoodie and sweat pants. And Martin's like, yo, did you wear your best sweats for my fucking show? And he's just like, yeah. So he's like,
fuckboy. He's very fuckboy.
Fuckboy vibes.
I bet he smelled good, though.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Okay. I'm sure he did. Like, he looked cute, and he had the dimples y todo. And I was just like, hey. No, I'm kidding. I would not. So fuckboy gets on stage, and then who do they call next? George? Or the Patagonia?
Patagonia.
Patagonia goes up next. So it's like this stereotypical white boy with a fucking Patagonia vest. Like, I don't know his name. His name must be Chad.
He looked respectable, though.
Yeah, he looked normal. He didn't look like a serial killer. So he goes up on stage next. And then it's George, right?
Yeah.
Then this fucking dude in a suit goes up. And he starts doing the Shooter McGavin. And his name is George, and he's a politician. And I don't know. He's trying to run for Senate or something. I don't know. He's a politician.
He did a whole plug. He was like, vote for me. First Latino. I was like, I feel like we've had Latino senators.
I feel like we have. Exactly. I don't know. Anyway. So
but he talked like a politician. Remember, he was like, thank you. My name is Jose.
He did this.
I want to be the first. Check out my Instagram.
He did. He told us. I don't know what his Instagram was.
Nobody was listening.
Well, our phone, we're confiscated. I can't fucking look him up. So.
But he was straight a politician.
He really was.
He was wearing a suit and everything at this comedy show.
With the fucking, the pocket thing. What is it called?
Pocket handkerchief.
Pocket square. That's what they're called. I don't know what they're called. It doesn't matter. Anyway. And then, who's the last guy that went up?
I want to say it was the dude in the front row. He was kind of sad.
Oh, no. It was the tree guy. He owned the... Remember, he had the curly hair.
Oh, yeah. He looked like a day worker.
Yeah, he...
He's wearing like a shirt with a sweater vest.
Yeah. And he looked like you could pick him up at Home Depot. He said he owned his own business, but he looked like he worked at Home Depot.
Like, he looked like he was a landscaper.
Not at Home Depot, but like outside of Home Depot. No. He looked like he worked outside of Home Depot.
He
like,
worked in the sun. You could say he worked outside.
I'm just saying he looked like he worked outside of Home Depot. Like, you know, the day laborers that you pick up. Anyway, doesn't matter. So those were the four dudes. And those girls were ruthless. Like, Martin was just like, are you interested in any of these guys? How about you bring more guys up? And then so he tries and he brings more dudes up. And the girls are not having none of it. Like, none of it.
And it's fucked up, too, because they don't let the dudes that already been called on stage off.
Yeah. They have to stay up there.
They call more guys. They're like, all right, another one.
Yeah. Fuck it. Who else is interested? And dudes are going up there with confidence. And I'm like, I would not be confident. Like, these bitches are crazy. And they're like, no, I'm not interested. I think one of them. Oh, no. Yeah. The sweats. So at the end.
Fuckboy.
Yeah. At the end, they're like, all right, we couldn't make a match. So everybody get the fuck off the stage. And then one of the chicks like whispers to Martin, hey, I kind of want to talk to that guy in the gray. And Martin's like, hold up. You interested in sweats over here? And she's like, yeah, I'm interested in him.
Trying to be all shy on stage. Yeah.
And so then Sweats is like, yo, me? You talking to me? And so they end up kissing, but only on the cheek.
Yeah.
All the girls, I will tell you this, all the girls said, I'll let you kiss me, but only on the cheek. There were no makeout sessions. None at all.
Not me. I'm leaving with something, dog. You got me on this stage. I've been up on this stage for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave with a kiss. Nah, I'm leaving with something. Someone's giving me something.
So question. If Martin asked you, what is your idea of a romantic date, what would you say?
As long as you picking me up, baby, we going anywhere. Wherever you can drive us, that's where we're going.
So hold on. You're going to pay for the date as long as she picks you up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you say the truth about your age?
That was the other thing. They were a lot of young motherfuckers, really, man. Was. I can't be telling. I think I could still pass for like... 30?
Don't say 20. Like 30.
Not even 29?
No, like 30.
Serio?
Yeah, serio.
I passed for 30, though?
You passed for 30. You still passed for 30. I tell people I'm 35 all the time.
29's too...
Yeah, it's too much. Fuck. Yeah, that's the Come on.
Yeah, I would have to be like, yeah, I'm 30.
Yeah. All right.
I lie about my age. I thought about it. I was like, yo, I wish they would call me or you up there. Because we would have been up there making motherfuckers laugh.
Yeah, I think that's the sad part where I'm like, yo, I would be saying some mean shit up there, like burning motherfuckers, but it would be funny.
Yeah.
And you would be saying just hilarious shit.
Hilarious, ridiculous shit.
Yeah. So I was, you know, we could have made the comedy show much better, but I was nervous. I was like, yo, I can't go up there. I only had two drinks.
The drinks were too expensive. We couldn't keep drinking. It was a Sunday.
Yeah. I had to go to work on Monday. I had a fucking 8 a.m. meeting.
It was late. It was getting late.
It really was. By the time we left, it was after midnight. So anyway, oh, do you remember Kelly, the drug dealer?
Oh, shit.
Exactly, Kelly. I hope he somehow finds the podcast. I hope
he was wearing like the one-piece plaid suit, right?
It was a three-piece plaid suit. He might have had the vest. I didn't see the vest, but at least he had a suit that was plaid. And it wasn't
tattoos. He was one of the Lokes, like yeah, in his ears, like hanging down, dangling.
He, first of all, we're inside of a comedy show, and this motherfucker won't take off his sunglasses. They're hanging like on the side of his ears the whole fucking time.
That's California shit.
And Martin's like, "You must have warrants." And he's just like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you do for work?" He's like, "Oh, I can't really talk about it." And then he's like,
Drug dealer
right drugs. Here. So he gives everybody the thumbs up. So then you see people like, "Yo, I got to talk to him after the show. Like, let me talk to him." Anyway, before we finish this, we'll be right back, guys.
Diablo.
That's right, bitch. That's right. Shut up. Don't talk about it.
Make me not want to do it.
Why? You're such a bitch.
Toxic anyway, gaslighter, bud.
I'm not a gaslighter. It just sounds better when you say Diablo. Okay. People appreciate that more. Anyway, so I don't remember who gets... Oh, the Sweats guy wins at the end, and then he's wrapping up. The headliner, Martin, he's fucking wrapping up. And then the...
He brings his girl out. He brings other comedians out. They do a shot. Honestly, I was ready to go when they were like, all right, now we're going to do the girls.
Yeah.
When I knew they were going to do a second round of the dating shit, I was like, fuck, bud. Yeah,
like, this is ridiculous. Like, this was...
If you would have looked at me and been like, let's go, I would have been like, let's get the fuck out of here.
I wish I would have, because it was not worth it at all. This was a Sunday night, and I couldn't see what time it was. I think if I would have known what time it was, we would have left way sooner.
Yeah, so he sends the second group off.
Yeah.
And then he does a little bit, and then he brings his girl out, and then he brings other comedians out.
Yeah.
I was over it. I was like...
Oh, remember he called Matt Rife, and Matt Rife didn't answer? And he tried to play it like they were besties, and I was just like, he didn't answer your fucking call.
I remember that shit, because he posted on Instagram.
He really did.
He hinted.
Yeah.
That he was going to be there.
Yeah. Matt Rife must have fucking got some Denverite bitches.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah. Anyway. Why, you were excited to see Matt Rife?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I hate that white boy.
Okay. Whatever. So what else happened?
That was it. As soon as it started like wrapping up.
Yeah.
And I already knew we had our bill, which I'm not gonna hold that against you. But when Jules knows someone else has their card down, she likes to order doubles.
Oh my God, whatever.
Every time the server came around, she was like, sweetie, another one. I didn't do that. Another one. Same tap.
I never did that. I even ordered tap water. Did I not?
This bitch ordered a bunch of drinks. And I was like, yo, two's the minimum. What are you doing? Order another one.
Yeah, I did order more than two drinks.
That shit was expensive. So yeah. We ended up getting the tab. And the dude, it sounded like he was like kind of like closing the show.
Pierre and I look at each other. I'm like, you ready? He's like, you ready? And I'm like, bet, let's go. I get up. We're the first ones out the door. They're still talking. And I'm like, let's go. We fucking book it out the fucking door. And I'm like, I got to fucking go.
Before people stand up, we're already like getting the fuck out.
Yeah, I have anxiety. Like, I need to be the first one out the door. Like, I'm not going to be stuck in the crowd of people. So we end up driving home. How was the drive? Better than the drive there?
No.
Why not?
So it was pretty hectic getting out, right? So we end up dipping the fuck out.
Yeah.
We're walking up and we're kind of like discussing the show. Jules was like, I got to work tomorrow. I was like, what time do you got to work? What time did you have to wake up?
I had an 8 o'clock meeting.
Fuck.
It was after midnight. We still have a fucking 25 minute drive home.
So immediately, as soon as we get in the car, I was like, drink some water. Roll down this window. But let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Get some air, bitch. Get some air.
And as we're driving, you know, you're not driving as fast as you were on the way there.
Yeah, I had...
But you were still in the fast lane, bitch. You were doing like 80.
80 is allegedly. Not bad. 80 is not bad.
And in my mind, I kept talking to you, and you, every time I talked to you, you would swerve. And at the, like...
I have lane assist.
5 minutes into this point, Jules is like, why do I got to be in the second lane? I was like, Jules, just listen to the GPS, please. Listen to that shit. Jules was like, whatever, motherfucker. And immediately I was like, Pierre, stop talking. You're going to distract her. You're going to cause an accident.
Yeah.
Just sit here silently. Don't even pull your fucking phone out, bud. I turned my body and was like looking out the window.
You were that nervous?
You made me very nervous.
It was not that bad. I don't remember it being that bad. You know what was bad? When my fucking alarm went off. That's what was bad. Because I was like, this was a 6 out of 10. And if we're being honest, it was more like a 4.5. 4.5. But because he's funny, I've seen his other clips, I'm giving him credit. It was honestly a 4.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot better.
Yeah, it was not. And he talked shit about it too. He was like, damn, Denver. And I was just like, bro, You called shitty people up. Like, this is your fault. You chose these people. You knew these was hoes that was going up. Bree, dumbass bitch.
Anyway. Also, I was like, you're holding your show in Southland, bro. Like,
yeah. I feel like downtown, first of all, if you would have held it downtown, where we
would have been a lot better.
It would have been better. Because there's some hood motherfuckers that would have gone. It would have been much better. Anyway. All right. So we get home, and what happened?
We immediately depart. We're just like, no goodbyes. You're like, yeah. All right, whatever, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I walk into my house, and my Aryan queen is gone this week.
Right. She went to go see an eclipse.
Thus, the solar eclipse of your lifetime. She went out to Texas to go see the solar eclipse, right?
Right.
You know, this is my first night alone. I got my, you know, I got my dog, Keddy, there. And I walk in, and there's no one there to greet me. I'm just like, fuck, man. I'm kind of hungry. Let me see what I got. I, like, look in my fridge, and there's nothing really made.
Right.
Like, I got to make some shit.
Right.
And I see a Hot Pocket. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, man. Let me get this goddamn Hot Pocket.
That's a come up. That's
put
a come
that
up.
Shit in the microwave, man. I'm like, all right, let me get some water. Let me hydrate. My food's ready in food's 2 minutes, right? And immediately I grab my shit, and like, I'm walking to the living room. I was like, oh, should I sit at the table? And I was like, no, that's kind of weird. I'm about, like,
yeah,
I'm not going to sit at a table weird. When it's just me.
Yeah.
I was like, sit in front of the couch.
Yeah.
And I sat there. I was like, well, then I got to pick a fucking movie. I don't want to do that shit. So immediately I was like, let me just go sit on the edge of my bed. So I go inside my room and I just sit on the edge of the bed. I was like, bet this is where it's at, dog. And as I'm eating my Hot Pocket.
In the dark? Or the light is on?
It's a dimmer light. So it's like one of the lowest settings.
Oh, my God. That's
I'm
so
just
creepy.
Like sitting there blowing into my Hot Pocket, trying to eat it, drinking water.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, yo, this is sad as fuck.
That is
I'm
sad.
So glad I got my Aryan queen. Like, there's dudes who live like that on the daily. I just got to do this shit for a week.
Yeah.
I got to be sad for a week, but if I didn't have my Aryan queen, man, oh, I would be sad as fuck all the time.
I was not sad. I got home, got ready for bed, and fucking passed out. It was lovely. And then I was mad that my alarm went off.
I slept in.
Yeah, lovely for you. Anyway, all right, let's move on to the next segment of the podcast.
Motherfucking shout outs.
Motherfucking shout outs. So we had an unexpected gift. People don't know that they can send us gifts.
I know. It makes me suspicious though, too. I'm like, what are you going to ask? You want a favor? What do you need?
Yeah. Well, for those of you that don't know, we have a P.O. box. You can send us things and we'll talk about it and our thoughts on your gift giving. The it's in the description. I'll put future Julie. Make sure you put the P.O. box address. But don't be sending us no weird shit, okay? Because we'll talk about it.
No, I want that weird shit.
I don't want that weird shit. And I was just like, what's in here? Anyway, so do you want to tell the people who sent us something?
So I go over to Jules because it's a normal fucking day. You know, right. I'm just looking in the fridge. And Jules is like, hey, we got a package. I was like, okay, you got a package, bitch. That sounds like a you problem. And Jules is like, we want to go? I was like, bro, I'm looking for something to eat right now, dog. Like, oh, you're bugging me.
Right.
Jules was like, all right, motherfucker, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the post office and go get this package.
Right.
I didn't think anything. I thought it was just another fuck, because Jules likes TikTok shop. She loves buying stupid shit out there.
First of all, I buy shit off of Amazon. I've never bought anything off of TikTok shop. Whatever. Go.
Continue. So, yes, Duval. She comes back, and I see the box, and she was like, yo, someone sent us a gift. And immediately, I start turning up. I was, oh, shit. Someone sent us a gift?
No, he said somebody sent me a gift. Immediately, it became his gift for him. All his shit. He was just like, why didn't they write Pierre? Why did they write What Can Go Wrong podcast? Why did they write that?
I mean, that those are all factual.
Exactly. Okay, continue.
So immediately, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, let's open this up. But, you know, I was already smoking weed.
Right.
And when I smoke weed, I get into these deep ass thoughts.
Right.
And immediately I was like, yo, wait, Jules, wait. This is our first gift given to us by a fan.
Right.
No one's ever sent us shit before.
Right.
Well, I mean,
we've had stuff before. What are you talking about?
Okay, we've had shit before.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
But first in a while. In a while.
It's been a minute since we've had a gift. Exactly.
So I'm excited as fuck, and I was like, yo. Let's record this. Let's make this into a video.
Yeah.
Like let's a reaction this- video.
Yeah.
And so I start cleaning Jules' fucking living room because it's fucking dirty.
It's not. First of all he does is fucking rearrange the pillows. That's all he does.
So we get this whole fucking thing ready. We charge batteries on the camera.
Yeah.
We talk about what we're going to say. And I was like, all right, Jules, you're not going to be in the video, but like, you can record me.
I wasn't allowed to be part of the fucking reaction video.
And I was like, you're going to fuck it up. I was like, all right, so you're recording, so don't breathe into the camera.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here. Because I hate that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Says the fucking
deep. It took us like 30 minutes to get this whole setup, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just right. And immediately I was like, all right, let's go. Let's record this. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
We did like 2 takes. I was like, that fucking felt good.
It feels right. It feels right. Yeah, yeah.
Couple minutes later, we're just talking about shit, and I look at Jules. I was like, all right, now you're going to hate me, but I think we should just, I know we did all that shit, but let's just make it into an Instagram post, just like a boomerang.
Yeah. He's like, I know we recorded this. I know that, like, we put all this effort in, but let's not, like, this is too, nobody wants to edit the video. Nobody wants to put music in the background. Nobody wants to clip it. Nobody wants to fucking do the transitions, and yet here we are. He's like, I'm just going to do a boomerang. And then how long does it take us to figure out to do the fucking boomerang?
A minute. Not till the next day I figured it out.
Bitch, I showed you that same day.
I forgot. I had to go to work and then you I had to ask somebody else. And I'm like, I'll show you.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking told him exactly how to do the boomerang. Anyway.
But shout out to ready? 3, 2, 1. Jonathan Rio.
I'm just better than you. No,
bud.
I have more lung capacity, but I'm like, let's go. Says the asthmatic, bitch. Anyway, shout out motherfucking Jonathan Rios.
He shout out money.
Yeah, he did. He shout out
that
money.
That was expensive ass shipping. $18, yeah.
$18
bro.
For we fucking shipping. That. And I'm just like, damn, just to get it here to Denver, like Arizona to Denver?
That's expensive.
That's crazy. Let's talk about what he sent.
He sent us drinking shit, he knows us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You sent us any drinking things, a bunch of beer salt.
Arizona shot glasses, a bunch of drinking salt. Beer salt. The best one is the cucumber lime one so far. I haven't tried them all.
We had to divvy it up. I tried to take the whole thing.
He tried to take the whole thing. Motherfucker. Yeah, what the fuck, motherfucker? What else did he send?
Oh, I left you with the good shit.
The almonds. Let's talk about the motherfucking almonds real quick. What are your thoughts on the almonds?
They're the good type of almonds, but they're coated in elote seasoning.
Yeah, elote, like street corn elote or something like that. Yeah.
So I'm nice. I let Jules keep it, but I'm always at Jules' house. So every time I come over, I start dipping into this shit.
He's like, I don't know if I like these or not, but eats all of them.
Fucking eat them.
That's all he does is fucking eat the almonds while he's there. He's like, but I don't know if I like them. But I'm going to keep trying.
The only downside I'd be is like, it's kind of like hot Cheetos. Like your fingers get coated in that fucking dust.
You love it. You fucking love it.
I know. I'm pretty much done with that shit.
Yeah. The container is gone. Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. We appreciate. I know that Pierre ate all the fucking almonds. I appreciate the beer salts. And the shot glasses are perfect because we've been using them. They're the tall ones too. You know us.
The doubles.
You fucking know us. That's what we've been fucking taking shots of. That's why we're this happy. Thank you. We appreciate you. And you know what? Like, he is a longtime listener. He knows us. When we put up episodes that are duplicates of episodes.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, that's an old one.
Nope, I fucking know that one. Been there, heard that. Why don't you put up some new shit? Like, he calls
us
out.
I ain't new to this. I'm true to this.
That's exactly what he says. That's exactly what he says. He fucking knows all of our stories. And I'm like, damn. All right. We got to put fucking new stories up for Jonathan. So we appreciate you. Thank you so much. If you want to send us some shit, you can. Just don't let it be weird. Or if you make it weird, put it to Pierre's name. And it'll get here. Just to the P.O. box. I'll make him go get it. Anyway, anything else that we need to talk about?
Just that I'm still living good. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking clean. Got these gifts from my brother, Juice. Look at this shit. Yeah. Clean as fuck up the Kango. I'm still living that shit, that vacation life.
That shirt is a very loud shirt. My grandma just figured out the internet. Why does your shirt have to be that loud?
That's the shit, man.
Can you tone it down a second?
Everyone needs to know who I am.
Just a scotch. Skosh. Is that how you say that? I don't fucking know. This is a white person face.
Also, shout out to all the dude listeners. Appreciate you guys following the Instagram.
Yeah.
It's been fun, man. We're getting up there now. Yeah. 143?
Yeah, 143. We're almost at fucking 150.
Fuck.
Ay, Dios mío. Anyway, we appreciate everybody for joining us. Go fuck yourselves. Goodbye.
Stay blessed.